Lady from six.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would the gentleman from five yield?
Will the gentleman yield?
Yes, sir.
The gentleman yields.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Gentleman from five and everyone else, I apologize for getting down into the weeds here, but I'm trying to understand the formula for distribution after fiscal year 2010 that mostly shows up on page four. So, gentlemen, to get to my question, in A and B, you basically take the amount that the districts lost because of the reduction from 85 to 50%, and you adjust it based on growth in support units. I'd like to focus on C and D. In C and D, you get the percentage change in statewide transportation reimbursements, statewide, and D, you get the percentage change in student enrollment statewide, and then you subtract those, and then you multiply that by your adjusted figure. So it looks like C and D gives you a number that you use for every single district in determining their reimbursement. Is that correct?
Mr. Speaker, good lady, yes, that's correct.
All right, thank you. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to debate against the bill.
Lady has the floor.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And just to talk a little bit more about that part, that number you multiply by is the difference between C and D. And although it may be somewhat unlikely, I can fathom the possibility that D would be a larger number than C is. If we're successful in giving people incentives to reduce their statewide transportation reimbursements, and if inflation doesn't go wild, it'd be possible that C would actually be a smaller percent than D, which means that the formula we'd be putting in code would make that difference negative, and I suppose the way to interpret it would be in a year like that, all the districts would be returning money to the state rather than getting it. So it's a formula that conceivably could not work. But stepping out of the weeds here, we have talked about the fact that this could result in savings that could be returned to the classroom. And I would really like to emphasize the importance of the field trips and those kinds of activities as extending the classroom and as a very important part of the education of our children. Just for example, up in my neck of the woods, we have the Lionel Hampton Music Festival, and we see yellow school buses all over town during that time, and it's a great opportunity for kids to interact with very accomplished artists and learn from them, and that's only one example. So I think this is something that we shouldn't do unless we have to, which raises the issue, is this absolutely necessary? And I would submit, being on the Joint Finance Committee, I have studied potential ways of working out the budget for public schools, and I'm just totally convinced that it's possible to have a very good and responsible budget without making cuts like this one. And I think that that's a very important discussion and decision that we should have before we make a determination such as this. I think that we have things slightly out of order. The Joint Finance Committee doesn't need this in order to be able to build a budget and a responsible budget. So let's consider just having the budget be as good as possible. When the state superintendent met in front of the Joint Finance Committee after we knew about the stimulus money, he did comment that his 10 bad ideas were ideas that he would like not to have to use if we could come up with a way for that to happen. And so I think that's where we should be looking, and we should oppose this bill for now. Thank you.